Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the television show Wheel of Fortune. As most of you by now know, after 41 years of hosting Wheel, Pat Sajak recently retired. In a fair world, this would have provided an excellent opportunity for the game show hosting community to finally prove it's not just a boys' club if they had hired the beloved and talented Vanna White for the position. Instead, the job was given to the champion of the insert generic white male TV show host name here contest, Ryan Seacrest. This snub alone would justify canceling Wheel, but in thinking about this show, we suddenly realized what a genuine horror spectacle we were watching. As described in the Dish Network program guide, Wheel of Fortune is, quote, a classic game show version of Hangman, in which contestants solve word problems for cash and prizes. Hangman? Oh, this will not do. Now, although it's true enough that Wheel of Fortune contestants don't compete against the morbid spectacle of a child gradually constructing a stick figure hanging by a rope from the government gallows, surely you see that Wheel of Fortune is a gateway game to such disturbing entertainment. And as our religion rightly condemns the moral atrocity of any government depriving someone of their right to life, we cannot countenance anything that would simulate such a thing as entertainment. Surely, children, should they really be drawing corpses that begin as disembodied heads, necks, bodies, arms, legs, and sometimes feet? Of course not. And just consider what color the hanged man normally is. Drawn with a pencil, the body is usually black in color, portrayed on the backdrop of white paper, whose simulated life depends on some Jim Crow era game of spelling for your life that's clearly designed to remind children that at one time whites repressed freed slaves by refusing to teach them their letters? Oh no, dear Utheran. Even if Vanna had been given the job of host rather than continuing as the eye candy letter illuminator object of misogynistic fantasy, the association of Wheel of Fortune with such a racist and violent children's game would be more than enough to outweigh the good. Wheel! No! Longer! Is our newest chant. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, it's time to implement level 2 sanctions against TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods stores for placing body cameras on all of their employees. The problem here, of course, is that they are doing this to reduce shoplifting, a very backward, judgmental, and bigoted term that serves to reinforce the repressive capitalist culture we suffer under by pretending that concepts like private property and ownership are anything but mechanisms for the patriarchy to keep repressing our proletarian brethren, sistren, and otherin. Since we are firm believers in property liberation, whether through redistributionist taxation or through five-finger discountification, we definitely hate to see anything that inhibits the reappropriation of goods from the store haves to the shopper have-nots go into effect. However, there is a silver lining here. We do appreciate another significant step being made towards the complete modern surveillance state, in which everyone learns to be afraid all the time because everything they do or say is being recorded by someone for evaluation, judgment, and potential cancellation. When the Wokeizer 4000 artificial intelligence system finally deploys next year, any person caught on any video mouthing disfavored words or ideas can be immediately docked social media credits or escalated to a crisis response team who can be tasked with other, more serious penalties. Since the heretics among us will certainly resist this threat-based pathway to our utopian virtue state, we must get them comfortable with cameras everywhere first before we can really convert technology to the cause of compulsory truth-speaking. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to celebrate the work being done by the Indian River County School Board in southeastern Florida, who recently decided to remove from their school libraries Alan Gratz's book, Ban This Book. For those of you unfamiliar, Ban This Book is the fictional story of a fourth grade girl named Amy Ann who attends a school, much like those in Indian River, where many books have been removed from the library. In response, she starts bringing the contraband literature to school herself and running an underground lending library of her own to her fellow students, sharing verboten reading materials with them from her locker. Well, when the Indian River School Board heard about this book, they immediately voted to remove it because, as they said, quote, the title itself and the theme challenges our authority. And because, quote, teaching the rebellion of school board authority is not good. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. How can we be celebrating a Florida school board which has removed so many of the books we celebrate, especially those affirming participation in the most pure and holy acronym string, LGBTQIA2S+, as of this morning? Indian River for sure has been homophobic, biphobic, transphobic, queerphobic, two-spiritphobic, and even math symbol phobic in their censorship. In this, we of course oppose them. But don't you see? The core message of rebellion against authority in this properly banned book is unacceptable. The one place we wokists agree with those horrid groups like Moms for Liberty is that we firmly believe in telling people what to think and demanding that they submit their impure minds to our collective authority. If a child can stand up for herself and disobey the administrators of her school, then what's to stop the journalist, or the radio host, or the blogger, or the comedian from standing up for themselves and saying hurtful words in disobedience to the wise and true collective will of our thought leaders and cancellation dispensers? So even though most of their book bans are in error, in this one case, we celebrate you, Indian River County School Board, for making the world safer for authoritarianism by squelching free speech, including free speech about free speech. Bravo! Hear, hear! Woe unto all who offend!
Woe unto all who offend!
As you depart today, please pick up a map to the protest we're staging tonight outside the sports bar showing the NBA Finals Game 3 between the Mavericks and the Celtics. Although we certainly have many issues with professional sports, this protest will focus on our one demand that we stop calling it the National Basketball Association and instead commence referring to it as the Men's National Basketball Association. You see, right now we have the NBA and the WNBA, but this obviously lends itself to the idea that the NBA is the normal or common organization for basketball and that the WNBA is somehow different or divergent from the norm. And we say this genderist microaggression via acronym choice is not acceptable. Just imagine if the NCAA had women's soccer and soccer, instead of women's soccer and men's soccer. You don't have women's gymnastics and regular gymnastics, you have women's gymnastics and men's gymnastics. And this is obvious, because we don't want to promote the sexist notion that somehow sports are a male domain by default, and that therefore women's sports is the addition, the asterisk, the variant, the modifier, or the afterthought. No. So, to remedy this insignificant significance, we simply demand that the NBA rename itself as the MNBA and stop promoting the lie that the men's league is too good for one extra letter in their acronym. The protest starts at 6 p.m. Be sure to bring your protest posters and your tambourines. Refreshments this week are provided by Cotton Pick and Not So Good, a healthy and nutritious fiber replacement snack bar made from a patented 40-60 blend of pulverized corn cobs and dried corn husks. In an effort to human cycle the millions of tons of corn waste generated each year, these gluten-free human chew toys serve as both the ideal breakfast bar and a perfect colonoscopy aid. Cotton Pick and Not So Good. You can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.